Sorry about that. Hello and welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. I'm your host, Shannon Brinius, having little problems on my remote station here. Well, it's user error. Let's be honest. It's user error because I don't have all the engineering skills of our lovely producer back in the booth, TJ. And TJ is watching out for us, making sure that we're getting on the air. But in the meantime, I'm reporting remotely, trying to help keep our COVID risks down at the workplace. So everyone doing their part. And I'll be switching off with one of my colleagues here in a couple of weeks. But right now, it's my turn to do work remotely. So enough about that. Enough of the housekeeping. You tune into this show to find out more about this community, about the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And well, it's been some time since downtown Colorado Springs, you know, had a sense of normalcy about many things because of the pandemic. But even more so, even above that, it's been a long time since downtown Colorado Springs had its own neighborhood market. That's right, a place where you could go to pick up Colorado-grown produce, meats and cheeses, ready-made meals, wine, spirits, all the kind of things that you need in your neighborhood market just around the corner from where many live, work, and play. And with a growing demand to support small businesses and local food in this COVID age, two women are bringing an unprecedented offering to the downtown core. So joining me this morning to talk more about it, we are so glad to have on the show Stacey Poor and Aubrey Day. They are the co-owners of Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market. I love the name. Audrey and Stacey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And I'm glad that I finally figured out why there was silence at the beginning of the show. Now we're all on the same page, all of us calling in, nobody in the studio, but it's all working out fine. Aubrey, let's start with you. Let's give a little background on Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market. Tell us where you're located. Share a brief description if you can.
Sure, absolutely. So we're a quintessential neighborhood corner market. We're located at the corner of Nevada and Moreno in sort of the south end of downtown. We are small in footprint. We're big on customer service and convenience. We're a reliable source for all your grocery and spirit needs. Choices are fewer than a big box store, high in quality. We have produce, meat and cheeses, of course, bread and butter, milk, eggs, coffee, other pantry staples. And we're proud to have a lot of local purveyors here all under one roof.
That's great. There have to be a lot of reasons that go into opening a business, but specifically, why did you decide to open the market?
Sure. Well, you know, the bottom line is everyone needs food. And Stacey and I are both passionate about food and community. A neighborhood market offers an opportunity to bring food where there was none before. Downtown was pretty devoid of fresh food. There were no grocery stores within the downtown core, and people were having to travel kind of outside of downtown to get access to fresh food. So we both had been passionate about it over the years and came together a few years ago knowing that the sort of desire for kind of a smaller footprint lifestyle where you can walk to your grocery or just pick something quick up on the way home from work was increasing, and that downtown was finally ready to sort of have something like this as the residential and tourism base grows down here and more people are coming to work, though not during COVID.
Right, and they're working from home, so they need it probably even more so. I mean, a lot of people, you know, I've heard that, you know, since nobody's driving as much anymore, I mean, they do prefer getting out and doing some walking or cycling as a way to, you know, get some exercise. So you decided to open the market at the location. It kind of tell us your target demographic. Who are you hoping shops there?
Sure. Well, ultimately, everyone. We're proud to offer a mix of products to make it accessible to anyone. You know, if we're going to have spaghetti sauce, we'll probably only have a couple different marinaras, but one will be maybe a local Colorado product, something kind of exciting that you might not see somewhere else. And then one will be a typical, more affordable option that you're used to and can grab quickly. The residential base is growing downtown, like I said, and, you know, within kind of a few miles of the downtown core, there's several neighborhoods. an eclectic mix of neighborhoods that we love seeing our neighbors coming in on a regular basis. And, you know, like you said, often on a Sunday, they'll have walked from their neighborhood, gotten some fresh air, pick up a few groceries, and it's all part of a wonderful experience for them. In addition, you know, when it's not COVID, there's close to 30,000 people coming in and out of downtown every day for work. And our location makes it easy to just pop in or out on the way in or on the way out. We're open on the grocery side 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day, and our liquor store from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. So makes it easy to come on the way into downtown or on the way out.
Right. And we know that there are grocery stores, chain grocery stores that are, you know, within driving distance, easy driving distance, you know, like, for instance, there's the Safeway and, you know, in the old Colorado, the North End. And there's also, you know, the Walmart that's right near the KRDO location on South 8th, but definitely not walking distance for downtown dwellers. So why is your Nevada location an ideal location to drive traffic to the market?
Sure. So it's convenient for really any mode of transportation. A lot of people driving up and down Nevada every day, and you can easily pull into our parking lot. We've got a great parking lot next to our store, so free parking, which is almost unheard of in downtown. But really walkable, you know, if you're on your lunch break or if you live in one of the neighborhoods around here or in one of the apartment buildings in downtown. A lot of folks like to bike in our community, so they can ride the trail, you know, from almost any direction and then pop on a safe street ride for that last little bit. We're on a bus route, which is great, so you can just hop off the bus, come in, and get back on the next one that comes by. The nice thing about our space is, you know, being small, you can park, get in, and get out in just a minute. And you don't have to spend a lot of time walking through a big grocery store. And, you know, as people are trying to be more considerate about social distancing right now, that gives an opportunity to not have to be around quite so many people.
Right. And so this next question, we're going to talk a little bit about the difference between a neighborhood market and a standard grocery store. But before we get to that, I'll just, you know, a little preface it with a little local, personal history, I should say, that kind of has bearing on this. I grew up in the Northwest part of the United States, in the Seattle area and then later in the Portland area. And both those areas were renowned for their markets. You know, Seattle has the Pike Place Market, whereas the Portland area has their Saturday Market, both of them, you know, bringing farm-to-table kind of markets. And certainly we've seen that proliferate across the entire U.S. in recent years. But it seems like that does tie in a lot to, you know, why a neighborhood market is a standard bearer for really bringing people closer to their food experience. We're going to talk about that more here on The Extra as we continue with Stacy Poor and Aubrey Day, co-owners of the new Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market. That's coming up after this break. Need to take a short time out from messages. You're listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that brings you the issues, topics, and people that are important to our community. And we've certainly talked and tackled this subject before, the idea that there can grow food deserts that usually are in places, for instance, in some rural areas where you have to drive quite some distance to get to fresh produce. The Pueblo area is seeing a food pantry location that's dedicated to exactly that, to eradicating the food desert in that particular Pueblo neighborhood. And sometimes you see food deserts right smack dab in the middle of a downtown area if people haven't had the foresight, business people haven't had the foresight to see that maybe there's a need there. There's a need for people to have an accessible, easy to get to source for food, for fresh produce and such. And today, joining me on the line, we have Stacy Poor and Aubrey Day, the co-owners of a Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market located at 602 South Nevada here in Colorado Springs. And before, we were talking about what is the difference between a neighborhood market and a standard grocery store. Aubrey, why don't I have you chime in on that? What is the difference?
Sure. You know, what really sets us apart, Shannon, is convenience and customer service. We've got owners on site, Stacy and myself, every day. That makes us really able to respond to customer needs very quickly. We have an incredibly friendly staff that you're going to see on a regular basis and get to know. And, you know, it's easy in, easy out. You don't get that decision paralysis from having to choose between 15 different ranch dressings. You know that what you get here is going to be high quality and just makes it a really pleasurable and simple shopping experience.
Right. And for people who are biking around town, I mean, it's really, you know, at some point you need some sustenance. So it'd be nice to, you know, be able to pop into a neighborhood market and get something like that. I know we have fast food places and convenience stores, but it's not exactly what you may be looking for when you're out on a nice bike ride. Stacy, let's bring you into the mix. Stacy Poor, who's also a co-owner of Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market. Okay, Saturday, Stacy, November 28th, kicks off Small Business Saturday. And some people may have heard of this concept, some people have not. Tell us about Small Business Saturday.
Sure. Thanks, Shannon. Well, Small Business Saturday is an effort to encourage people, not just in Colorado Springs, but really across the country, to shop with and support their local communities and businesses by shopping at small businesses. You know, the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving are two of the largest shopping days of the year. And this year, some businesses may be doing more business online. I know all of the businesses in town are doing what's necessary to operate safely with in person. But the concept of Small Business Saturday began about 10 years ago, and it just brings together small businesses and shoppers, and so that they can offer products. You know, small businesses offer products and services that are unique, many times one of a kind, and you'll always find something at a small business that you can't always find at a larger national company. So also this year, in light of all the challenges going on, the Downtown Colorado Springs Partnership has decided that every Saturday this holiday season will be Small Business Saturday. So a lot of the shops downtown are offering specials only on those Saturdays. And it's just, you know, it's an easy way to support small business and support our community. You can make a big impact for yourself and for others by shopping small.
Right. I've made a personal pledge. I don't know, you know, it's a small thing, but everything I'm getting for Christmas, except for a couple things I bought a long time ago, is going to be from a small locally owned shop. If I can help it, that's what it's going to be. That's my pledge. And that's what I'm doing. I just trying to infuse more of what I'm going to be spending over the holidays into the local economy. And I think a lot of people are feeling the same way. They want to support small businesses during this challenging time. Why do you think, you know, people are, why is it so critical that small businesses get this sort of support?
Sure. Well, thanks for your commitment. First of all, that's awesome. and it's important for a lot of reasons. You know, I read recently that about 60% of the businesses across the country reported that they need to return to their pre-COVID sales levels by the end of the year to remain viable businesses. So this is dire. Like, businesses are in the midst of trying to decide, can they stay open? And that's a tall order, which requires everybody to come together. It requires community support. And, you know, small businesses don't have months and months of cash in the bank. They're operating week to week, month to month on very tight budgets. And so making a purchase with a small business, it can make a world of difference to that owner, to the people that they employ, and to the community where that store is located.
And I know in some of our communities here in Southern Colorado, certainly places that I've lived and worked in, you know, we used to herald the arrival of, you know, some big, you know, big name franchise or big box store. But there is something that is lost when small businesses are not able to, you know, thrive and compete. What kind of impact do small businesses have on our community and the economy?
Sure, sure. Well, in our community, and certainly where Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market is located in downtown Colorado Springs, about 90% of those businesses are small businesses. And so just the benefit of having the small business helps to bring vibrancy to the community. It brings people from all across the city to certain places. It certainly brings people from out of town. You know, we rely a lot on the tourist industry in Colorado. And so it brings people to experience the community. And, you know, you can't find You can't find old Colorado City or downtown Colorado Springs or Manitou Springs just anywhere. So those are very special, special places. You know, the impact is also important because small businesses in this country employ about 47-48% of the workforce. So that's about 60 million people that are employed by small businesses. And those numbers are very similar here in Colorado Springs. So, you know, small business owners and their employees' income, just like anybody else, pays for rent, pays for food, pays for entertainment, keeps the economy moving forward. And if these businesses aren't thriving, they're not employing people and not putting that investment back into the community. So, you know, when you spend $100 locally with a small business, about 70% of that, $70, stays right here in the community. So, you know, that creates jobs, pays taxes, supports infrastructure, schools, that type of thing. And when you spend with a larger chain,
Stacy, I need to interrupt because we do need to take a short break for messages. When we come back, continue that thought. You're listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today we are talking to some representatives of a kind of unique niche business industry in downtown Colorado Springs. They are the co-owners of Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market, a new type of market, a neighborhood market that you may have seen maybe in some larger metropolitan areas, but at this point, Colorado Springs has not had such a thing. Stacy Poore and Aubrey Day, thanks so much for joining me. And Stacy, you were in the middle of a thought. I want to give you opportunity to continue on with that thought. Tell us what your thoughts were on what kind of impact we're really talking about here.
Sure. Thanks, Shannon. Clearly, I'm passionate about this, so I can talk a little too long. I apologize for that. You know, just,
no apologies needed.
Just wrapping up that thought, you know, I just wanted to let people know that when you spend $100 with a small business, a local business, $70 of that is going to stay right here in the community and do the things that we need to do. So it's really, I just want to encourage people to shop small. It's really important.
And when you're talking about, for instance, a listener shopping, say, at your market, it's not just your business that's touched. There are other businesses that are touched in this process. Explain how that works.
That's right. Shannon, Aubrey, and I are really committed to partnering with and offering the products from other small businesses. So whether that's baked goods or whether that's locally crafted whiskey or whether that's you know, prepared meals. We are a small business and we want to support other small businesses. And so we stock their products in our store. And I would say that if you include, and these come from all across Colorado, not just Colorado Springs. We work with a couple of suppliers. One supplier who sources food from local farms across Colorado, one supplier who sources shelf-stable and products that are produced here in Colorado Springs, and then we work with several small businesses, just individuals on their own. So I'd say about upwards of 50 small businesses, 50 local Colorado companies are represented in our store. I don't know if Aubrey has a different number. What do you think, Aubrey? Is that about right?
Sounds right to me.
Yeah,
Aubrey, go ahead. What are your examples and thoughts on local produce and food offerings?
Sure. Like Stacy said, you know, we're a small business and appreciate the love and attention that goes into running your own business and crafting your own product. So we love to support other local purveyors in our region. And, you know, we have so many good ones around us that it's easy to sell their product. It's often higher quality than what we could get from a bigger supplier. And so, you know, we've got prepared foods from the French Kitchen, from Mission Catering, Picnic Basket. We offer Calicrate meats, breads from Sourdough Boulangerie and Outside the Bread Box. We've got Sawatch butter and cheese, which if you haven't tried that, you just got to try that. We get produce, eggs, salsas, cheeses, baked goods from all over the state. And then, again, a lot of local whiskey distillers, breweries. We've got Bristol, Red Leg, Axon Oak, 291, Lee Spirits. We've got all under one roof, which makes it really cool. Our customers really appreciate that, and it's often one of the the comment we hear most often is that you've got a great local selection.
Right, because we can't overlook. Especially in parts of Colorado, like I'm thinking down in Fremont County, you have the Monastery as a wine purveyor, a wine creator, I guess, winemaker. There we go. And then over in the Grand Junction area, you have quite a few winemakers. So we're certainly a place for wine. And then also, I know spirits have become a big thing as far as spirit makers. What would they call them? distillers. That's become a big thing in our region too.
It has, yeah. There's definitely increasing demand for local and for shopping small, and our customers really appreciate that and show it with how they purchase in our store. You mentioned that we're sort of a niche business, but in reality, this kind of corner market is. It's an old model, and you talked about growing up in the Northwest and places like this being abundant. In fact, in Colorado Springs, in the earlier part of the last century, there were these types of markets all over town, and we just sort of moved away from it, and people are really coming back to wanting that small and customer-focused shopping experience.
Right. They see at a certain point they seemed old fashioned, is my guess. And and they kind of fell by the wayside. My grandfather, he was the owner of a small market, just like what you're talking about near the Grand Canyon, called the West End Grocery. And he operated that for his entire life pretty much, and it was not only a market, it was a gathering place. People would gather, they would shoot the breeze over the cash register. It really was, and it sounds like that's kind of the the atmosphere that you're going for at Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market. So tell us, we've got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all coming up. What kind of holiday fixings are stocked at the market?
Sure. I mean, probably what we're most proud of is a really great produce selection. We have, all the greens, Brussels sprouts, potatoes, onions, apples, squashes that you need. We've got roast, turkeys, we've got your pantry basics, stuffings, gravies, things like that, some great breads and rolls. We also have a lot of vegan-friendly, gluten-free-friendly, and dairy-free-friendly options. We've got a good charcuterie selection and some prepared fixings for celebrations. And then, obviously wine, beer, and spirits, if folks are stocking up on that. We've got great pairings for whatever you're cooking this year.
And we were talking a little bit about shopping local for holiday gifts. And one of the things, especially, some people say, don't buy me anything. I've got everything I need. And truly they do. But something that they can always use is a food item. Are there any kind of gift ideas when it comes to that in your store?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we've got jars of local honey, really great honey. You could get a bag of coffee from a local roaster, a bottle of wine, a bouquet of flowers. We work with some folks locally that put together bouquets for us. We've got Enstrom chocolate toffee. You could grab a box of chocolate for them. But one of the greatest, best gifts probably would be a gift card. That gives them the opportunity to come in and, like I said, everybody needs food, but you come in and get something fun that you might not otherwise have chosen and, get to see what our market is all about.
Yeah, and that's why we're giving this segment, to tell people what this market is all about. Again, it's on South Nevada, very close to the downtown core, right in the downtown core, I should say. And Stacy and Aubrey are my guests. When we come back, Stacy and Aubrey are going to share their individual choices for three favorite items available at the market, at least available right now, because sometimes it's seasonal, right, ladies? And we'll tell people more information about Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market. We're talking about neighborhood markets, about their impact on communities, and about what these owners are hoping that their impact is on our community. That's coming up as The Extra continues here on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with issues, people, and topics that are important to you. My guests today have been Stacy Poor and Aubrey Day, co-owners of Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market. We should mention, if you want to find out more about the market, you can go to breadandbuttermarket.com. Okay, right before the break, We talked about this. This is Neighborhood Market, Bread and Butter Market, located on South Nevada Street, right in the core of downtown. And Stacy, why don't we start with you? Why don't you share with listeners your top three favorite items available at the market?
Well, although it's not a single thing, Aubrey mentioned our produce, and I'm particularly proud of that. I love it. We have an array of colorful, nutritious fruits and vegetables every day. That makes me very happy. And one of my favorite things in that assortment right now is an Evercrisp apple, which is delicious. So if you're making pies, what have you. I also love a little sweetness that we offer called an Amish fried pie. We have lots of great pastries, and this comes from a little bakery over in Monte Vista, and it's delicious. And then I'm particularly fond of our bread and butter Chardonnay wine. So those are three things that are must-haves.
Okay, I like the mentions of all of them, but what is that Amish pie? Tell us more about that. What is that? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's just a little tiny, like a small hand pie or a little fried pie. It's a pastry that's folded around a filling. Some of the fillings that we have this week are pecan, pumpkin, apple. In the past, we've had cherry. It's just a little tiny $3.25 bit of goodness for your day.
I love that. We all need a little bit of goodness. Okay, Aubrey, it's your turn. Tell us, what are your three must-haves at the market?
Sure. So a couple things that we always have in our refrigerator. Evan's salsa is a fantastic fresh salsa that we can't get enough of. Moulet's breakfast sausage. Moulet's is a woman-owned Colorado company. They make fabulous sausage. They're great for your Thanksgiving stuffing or if you're going to make biscuits and gravy. And then this week, as we're celebrating Thanksgiving, I love the champagne-style Brut sparkling wine from Gruet Vineyards, which is down in New Mexico. We've got a couple wines from Gruet that'll be fabulous with the meal this week.
Okay, so some great things, and throw in one of those Amish pies too, because you know we all need a little bit of carving up to start off our morning, because we know it's going to be a long haul for the rest of the Thanksgiving day. Aubrey and Stacy, thank you so much for sharing so much of this. We have a couple minutes left. Why don't you just share with us why you chose this business, why you chose this time to be embarking on such an adventure.
Stacy, why don't you go ahead?
Sure. Okay. Well, as Aubrey mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, we're seeing a lot of change in our downtown. And, you know, there are many people who are choosing to move and live downtown, work and play downtown. We have some hospitality properties that are being built downtown. And we just feel that this is, you know, important. Our Downtown Colorado Springs Partnership conducted a study that said, you know, this is the one type of business that is lacking from our downtown and in vibrant cities is required. So we felt the time was right. Didn't plan on opening a store during a pandemic, but certainly all of the other elements are there. And we're passionate, as Aubrey said, about food, and everybody deserves access to food. So we're excited to be able to offer this to the city and especially to downtown.
Aubrey, why don't you, that all makes perfect sense when you hear about that. And Aubrey, you know, I know you're talking about bringing passion to being a local foods conveyor.
Yeah, this is certainly a labor of love and, you know, something that Stacy and I have wanted to do for a long time, and our downtown deserves something like this. Our community deserves another fun option for buying food. That gives you an alternative to the big box store and a place where you run into neighbors and you build relationships with the cashiers and the owners and you get things that you might not get anywhere else. So.
Yeah, because I can't imagine going anywhere else and finding an Amish fried pie. It sounds so delicious. You can tell I'm salivating over this right now. Again, if folks want to check it out, it's Bread and Butter Neighborhood Market. The location is on South Nevada Street. And we should mention, if you want to find out more information, you can go to breadandbuttermarket.com. The hours, it says on the website, 7 to 7, but of course liquor hours are different, 10 to 9. Are those still accurate numbers, ladies?
They are, yep. Yeah. And for Thanksgiving, we will be open from 7 to noon for those last-minute needs as well.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate all the information you shared, especially on why, you know, shopping local, keeping dollars local is so important at a critical time like this, like we're dealing with during the pandemic. So thank you both again for joining us here on The Extra here on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you.